You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, Keon is with us now. And Matt, you talked about the hot seat. You talked about Johnny Manziel. And I wanted to ask you guys this question, and Dino, chime in as well. What do you think is more important? If let's say Mike Pettine is on the hot seat, I don't know if he is or not. You know, we've heard what Jimmy Haslam said about not wanting to blow things up. But do you think over the final six games for Mike Pettine, it's more important that A, Johnny Manziel plays well, or B, that the defense turns it around and plays well?
Free Will, are you going to take this or you want me to take it?
Go ahead, bud.
I think it's more important that the defense plays well. He's a defensive coach. Comes from a defensive background. If he can't get this defense turned around, I think he has no chance of holding his job.
I will agree. And the reason why is because I believe when Mike Pettine was hired after essentially his accomplishments coming through the Baltimore Ravens pedigree and the Rex Ryan defense, and then, of course, carrying that over and following him to New York, what was pitched to us as Browns fans and the one thing that we thought we could hang our hat on was, okay, we're not going to be able to score, but what? We're going to play great defense. We're going to stop the run. We're going to limit what they do. And when we couldn't do that, it flipped the pressure back to the offense, and now they've stepped up and scored, but you can't rely on that in today's NFL because of the juggernauts, because of the playmakers, because of the quarterbacks and the level with which they play each and every week. And they've actually taken advantage of our defense as our weakest link. And as we've seen, we get boat raced because when we struggle scoring down in the red zone, which we have all year, regardless of the quarterback, we can't stop anybody.
Yeah, I think you're right. Dino, do you agree with that as well?
I absolutely 100% sign off on that. You know, it's got to be a priority here for these last six games. To ratchet that up. There's no doubt about it.
I totally agree. I think that the defense is going to really tell the tale over the next 6 weeks. That's where Mike Pettine is going to hang his hat. That's what he's brought here to do. And as you pointed out before, the issue has not been the quarterback play. So Johnny Manziel playing well, I think that's great for the organization. But if you're looking at for what this team needs to do to kind of get itself on the right track, it's going to have to be this defense turning it around, picking it up, and getting it into a place where you have an opportunity to say, okay, this is what we were supposed to be, and it took a long time, too long, but at least we're here now, and you have an opportunity to go forward. The kid, I did want to ask you your thoughts on those Jacksonville Jaguar uniforms of last night.
Well, Jacksonville took me to the right window, so I like the uniform.
There you go, kid.
The gold brought the gold for
the right reason.
But exactly. I had just an organizational question. Let's say Johnny plays a little bit like Blake Bortles. He shows some ups and downs. He shows some promise. And we still end up with, say, the first, second, or third pick in the draft and a chance to get a quarterback. Do you think that we take a quarterback at that point anyways and then just see which one's better? You think we trade Johnny? You think we trade the pick? What do you think that happens?
I hope they trade the pick in that scenario.
You're coming from the Bruce Hooley level of thinking.
I'm talking about, when you say trade the pick, I'm talking about getting a king's ransom where you get – you know, two or three number ones, two or three number twos.
So, Nathan, again, if you don't have a guy in mind right now, which I know it's very difficult because we don't know where we're going to pick and which guy, once they get to the combine, once they get to the pro days, because we know where Teddy was coming out of his senior season or his last season in college and where he ended up because of his pro days. So that being said, if it were number one, we'll say it's number one. What to you would be the proper compensation to move up in this year's number one spot for any team out there?
It depends on who's there, who's available, and what the kind of overall evaluation of them is. But obviously, you'd go back to the RG3 deal, and that's kind of what you would say was the barometer if it was to come up and to get a quarterback. I think that's really – and if you look at it, that trade has certainly benefited the Rams much more than the Redskins, so I don't know if you'll ever see anything like that again.
Zero winning season.
They still have a good, talented roster, and they've used those picks. Aaron Donald's a good player. Todd Gurley's a good player. I mean, they've done good things with some of the picks that were acquired in that draft. It's a lot of the centerpiece of that defensive line. They've missed as an organization on a lot of offensive players, specifically at wide receiver, and that sort of. And guess what? They don't have still.
What?
A quarterback.
Their quarterback. So to me, if you have a guy at that draft pick and you have the opportunity to get him and you believe that he's a franchise quarterback, you get him, because the one thing that this organization has not had in 20 plus years is a franchise quarterback. So if you have an opportunity to get him, you get him. And if that means you have him and you and Johnny, that's fine. If you end up saying that, okay, this guy is our guy, there's no question. Johnny, I'm sure you could send to Uncle Jurrah down in Dallas or something like that. I don't worry about, well, we've got Johnny, we can't draft a quarterback. Unless Johnny Manziel, I've said it before, unless you end this season 100% certain that on and off the field, Johnny Manziel is your franchise quarterback in the face of your franchise, which, by the way, I think is a high bar. If you're 99.9% sure and you love Paxton Lynch and he's there for you, or you love Jared Goff and he's there for you, you take the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that this franchise needs.
Nathan, as you evaluate the last six football games of Johnny Manziel, how much of it is what Johnny does and what he's asked to do, and how much of it is going to be the wins or the wins that Johnny produces out of those six football games?
I don't know if it's so much tied to wins and losses. I think it's tied to the development that you see in his game and his command.
That's
because
my question,
I think ultimately the wins and losses, are, as we've seen all year, aren't necessarily going to be tied to how our quarterback performs as much as it is to how our defense performs. So I just want to see him continue to progress, continue to be able to run the offense in structure, make plays outside structure. And, oh, by the way, it's important to see him physically survive.
Yeah.
To see if he can withstand the rigors of being the quarterback at his size for eight straight games in the NFL.
I agree with that because, you know, this is a guy that if you give the keys to next year and comes out of the gates fairly well, would probably start having some type of discussions of a long-term deal. You know, if he's determined that he's your guy, but if and you're about to, you know, you're contemplating passing on other position, on other quarterbacks and going with Johnny if that's your mindset, there's going to be a point in time where the Cleveland Browns have to look towards locking him up and not just extending him and waiting for him to fail, but making him the face of your franchise.
Well, absolutely. Now, the good news is, obviously, with him is that you've got him locked up for the next 3 years at a minimum, right? You've got the next 2 years, and then you have that fifth-year option. So even after the season, you have you got 5 years with him.
Yeah, there's no hurry.
Three more.
There's no hurry.
Well, I'm not giving that guy a contract until his contract expires. I mean, he's got to prove it to me, not for six games, not for 6 months, but for 2 years.
Yeah, he's got to be the guy before you lock him up to a big deal, or you sign him to a deal kind of like Colin Kaepernick, where, yes, it's got some pros for him and nice dollar figures, but ultimately it also gives you as an organization a lot of flexibility. For example, if Kaepernick, I think it's if before April 5th, if he's cut this year, the team will not owe him any money for the 49ers. I think he's a guy who could end up being on the market, and I know a lot of people think it's a foregone conclusion. He goes to Philadelphia with Chip Kelly, but you never know where Colin Kaepernick could ultimately end up.
In Philadelphia, I know.
100%.
100% he'll be in Philly.
Okay.
And when I'm wrong, I didn't make that prediction. But I say 100%.
No, the guarantee?
I'll give it the guarantee on
the
that.
The guarantee. One. Colin Kaepernick's a Philadelphia Eagle next year.
Yeah.
The guarantee's undefeated.
It is.
It is.
All right. It's amazing that it's only come out twice. But it is undefeated. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850 on today's show. That's how you can call us up. You can tweet us at Nathan Segura, at DaKid, D-A-K-I-D, 97, at Matt Wilhelm, 35, of course, at Browns underscore daily. So obviously a lot to talk about there. It was interesting. We had last night, John Hughes was with us for the Mike Pettine show out at the remote. And he, I thought, had an interesting take on the defense and said, you know, he felt that it was an effort and a mindset against Pittsburgh that allowed them to be successful. And you watch this and you watch the tape and you understand defense much more than I do, Matt. Is it possible that it is just a mindset and an attitude? And if that's the case, how could it have been missing for the nine games prior?
That I don't know. And it's difficult to say. And Nathan, isn't that the second time in two consecutive weeks? Because didn't we hear the same thing reverberating from Desmond Bryant along that defensive line?
But it wasn't enough effort the week before.
What's that? Right. It was the week before, correct?
Yeah, it was the week before, and Des Bryant said there wasn't enough want to in our defense.
And I think that, you know, that is something that consistently wavers for professionals and for a lot of these guys and the, you know, their the egos that coincide with the amount of money that they make, with the life that they've lived since they've essentially made it, which probably starts at some point throughout their college process when they have an opportunity to play in the National Football League, a certain persona or expectation of winning and things coming easy to you can be developed. And as I mentioned earlier in the week, I love, and that's my kind of like my challenge if I were the head coach of this football team is, okay, take your time. But I'm judging how you come back and perform over the next 6 weeks and whether you will play for this football team moving forward and have a job next year based on your professionalism. And I'll say it again. Those checks don't stop when your effort stops. Those checks don't stop when you lose football games, you know? And the only thing they can do to take that check away is getting rid of them.
Those checks stop, though, when you can't find your way onto a roster in the NFL, though.
They do, but I meant for this season.
Right.
There's nothing they can do to stop them. So whether they're crying or giving effort or you know their head's not into it, they're going to get paid for right now. But Mike Pettine's job and Ray Farmer's job is to understand the guys that come back with the right mentality, with the right want to write the story of the next 6 weeks. The next 6 weeks is all that matters to me. You can't look back and change the 2-8. You can't. But you can go 4-2, 5-1, or if I were an individual, I can play my best football this season given the an enlarged opportunity because of the circumstances of being 2-8 in these last 6 weeks and not guarantee my spot, but put me on the radar to be a potential starter on next year's football team.
Do you think you'll see an uptick in the effort then of people try to, like, just kind of put out that tape for the end of the year? It's almost a different mentality than it is in the middle of the season. It's like, all right, now I know it's over. Some guys are going to mail it in. I'm going to go ahead and give more effort than I have been just because it's my opportunity to say, hey, to the Browns, I want to stay here. Or, hey, I want to go ahead and get a spot on another roster.
Absolutely. And the reason why I say that is because when a majority of the roster is going, you know, three, I don't want to say this is practice. When a majority of the roster is going 3/4 speed and you're going close to full speed, guess who stands out on tape? You do, because of the effort that you're putting into your craft, which at this point right now is playing football for the Cleveland Browns. When you go out on the field and you don't take a playoff and there's no loafs and maybe you make a mistake, but you make a mistake going 100 miles an hour, I guarantee you 99.9% of football coaches will take you over the talented guy that takes plays off any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Because you can't coach effort. You can't coach effort.
Right. And you would think at this level, when you're being compensated like you are in a game that's as dangerous as it is, effort would not be an issue. But as you've illuminated to me in a way that I never understood before inside the mind of a professional athlete, that is the last thing that's a given.
It is.
Very, very strange. All right. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, the Kid, Cleveland Browns Daily, of course, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up on today's show, we will hear sound bites from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. We'll do that next. We got the Friday forecast. We've got our game predictions as well. And you can get your fantasy football questions answered. Tweet the questions to @Browns_daily, and we'll get those fantasy football questions answered for you as quickly as we possibly can. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Segura Wilhelm, Key at Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.